Save big money on your next upgrade now at Menards. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. With over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from, Mohawk Tile provides long-lasting charm in any space. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on in our weekly flyer. Save big money
at Menards. There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
This is kind of part of being a man. It's like, you kind of got to fuck it all up a little bit.
I think so.
I think part of learning is dying. I think part of learning is you got to die a little bit. Because what is learning? Learning is me giving up on my old shit, my old ideas. Those ideas have to die for me to be open to some new shit. And so me learning how to be a better man, I had to die a little bit.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions, make the sacrifices, make the unpopular decisions, and become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning. But winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
There's nobody coming. There's nobody coming to save you. There's nobody coming to help you. A knight in shining armor isn't going to ride in and save you. You are the only one that's going to be able to save you. And all this time, you point your finger and you say, I can't do that because I was born here. Or I can't do that because I have this issue. Or I can't do that because they made fun of me. And you know what's going to happen? Nothing. You're going to get more of the same. You're going to get laughed at more. You're going to be ashamed more. You're going to be frustrated more. And you're going to really regret at the end of your life that you put off taking responsibility for yourself and building yourself into what could be. And when we look around at the world and we look at all the problems and we look at all the chaos, we have to take responsibility for ourselves for creating it. You're not living the best life that you want to live. You're not the person you want to be. You're not the person the 8-year-old you wanted to be. And I bet you're not even taking steps to become that person, are you? And that's what's wrong with the world. That's what's wrong with this country. We have a bunch of people that want to point fingers and defer responsibility off to anything and everything except the one thing that can change their entire lives. And that's looking in the mirror and saying, "Fuck you, man. You did this to me. You made me this way, and I'm going to fix it. And I'm going to fix it by controlling all the things I can control. I'm going to control what I eat. I'm going to control what I drink. I'm going to control how I move. I'm going to control the information I put in my brain. I'm going to control how I treat people and who I surround myself with." And if you control those things, you are now in the driver's seat to create what it is you've always known that you were here to create. Because you always do know what you're here to create. It's that little version of yourself that hides deep inside your heart that you are so afraid to even talk about because you're afraid the people around you are gonna laugh. Well, guess what, motherfucker? They're gonna laugh. And they're gonna laugh more if you don't do anything.
We're gonna have successes. We're gonna have failures. We're gonna have good nights. We're gonna have bad nights. We're gonna have good relationships. We're gonna have bad relationships. We're gonna have good ideas and bad ideas. We're gonna make money. We're gonna lose money. All these things are gonna happen.
You have a project that's due at work that you don't feel like working on right now? Doesn't matter that you don't feel like working on it right now. You impose discipline on the situation and you do what you're supposed to do. You have a exercise, you need to work out this morning, you haven't worked out yet, you wake up in the morning, you need to go work out, you don't feel like working out, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you don't feel like working out, it doesn't matter. It's not part of the calculation. Discipline overrides that. Discipline trumps your feelings. And that is what you need to apply as a person, as a normal human being, no matter what you're doing in your life. You need to let discipline be your guide, not how you feel. That's what we need to do. And if you do that, you're gonna end up with freedom. You're going to end up with freedom across the board. Discipline equals freedom. That's what I have been saying for a long time. It is 100% factually true. If you allow your feelings to dictate what you do, you will end up being a slave to your feelings at a minimum. But if you utilize discipline in your life, you will end up with the ultimate freedom in everything that you do.
Through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do, and that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental, like an armor for your mind. You start to armor your mind, because your mind's like, okay, we suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day, so then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it. And that's how it started coming up. You know, I just started being very uncomfortable. Now it's like just a way of life.
If you lack the discipline to exercise and eat healthy, you will end up being a slave to disease. If you lack the discipline to work hard, save your money, you will end up a slave to finances. If you lack the discipline to manage your time correctly, you will end up with no free time. If you have self-discipline, if you have the discipline to save your money and work hard and invest your money properly, if you have the discipline to manage your time correctly and not waste a bunch of time, if you have the discipline to exercise and eat healthy, you will end up with freedom. And I know it's a counterintuitive, it's contrarian, but I've seen this over and over and over again. If you want freedom in your life, you have to have discipline. Go do some push-ups. Go spend $12 at the hardware store and hang up a pull-up bar in your room and start doing pull-ups. And if you can't do one pull-up, hang on that bar. And you're going to start to get a little bit stronger. You're going to start to get a little bit healthier. You're going to start to get more focused. You're going to start to become more resilient. And you're going to start to be able to do a pull-up. And you're going to start to eat healthy all the time. And you're going to start to understand the world better. And you're going to start to progress in every aspect of your life. And you'll see that if you have that kind of discipline right now, you're going to end up with freedom. And if you don't have that kind of discipline, and you keep eating those Doritos, and you don't work hard, and you don't exercise, and you don't apply yourself, you're going to end up shackled. You're going to end up shackled by a boss that you don't like, doing a job that you don't like to do, with sicknesses and diseases that you don't want, relying on people that you can't even count on, alone. And you don't have to. But if you have discipline, you will attain freedom.
The dumb shit that I've done or the bad mistakes that I've made, they've taught me. You know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like failing and fucking up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. That's how the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better. Like especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a fucking loser. Like that just teaches you. It teaches you to get your shit together.
Nothing changes if nothing changes, man. I just want to remind you because, you know, I've spent a lot of time in my life sitting around wanting things to change and not being able to make them change and not thinking I could. And I wish somebody had told me that earlier sometimes, that in order for something to change, there needs to be change.
If you've always done what you've always done, you're going to continue to get what you've always gotten. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking a different result. And I think a lot of people do that. I remember growing up, right, in high school, you know, you get those... Right, in high school, you always have those people that you think are going to be, like, successful. Then you got some that are, like, losers and stuff like that. And the one thing I noticed with the kids that, you know, whether they were in a lower level, lower IQ class, or they just weren't, you know, they didn't really have aspirations like that, they would say, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. But then you would see what they're actually doing, and they're doing the same thing they've always done. They're still smoking weed. They're still playing video games all the time. They keep saying, I'm going to change. I'm going to make a change. But they never actually make a change. So, I mean... I mean, obviously you want to start small. It could be with just like cutting out one bad habit and then slowly building from there. But the reality is you're going to have to give up and stop doing the things you're currently doing if you want to change from what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I don't think enough people understand and appreciate that you must actually take real, hard, tangible steps towards changing if you want to actually get the change that you want.
I don't like it. My body hurts. I'm hurting. How do we get through this? And it's a lab. It's my mental lab. And so when I come home, I'm not forgetting it. And the second, like every day I get done running, or every day I get through working, or every day I get through studying, whatever it is that brings me to that place of knowledge, I come home and that book was mostly written on a scratch piece of paper in hand. So I come home from running and I write everything out. I write everything out, all those things. And as I'm running, I'm talking about it. So all these things that pop in my head as I continue to run, I'm going through it. I'm starting to layer it down. I'm starting to break it down into, okay, that happened. Okay, now let's layer this. Because that's just not how it happened. It just didn't happen that way. What led up to this? And so it becomes me by myself in school. I'm literally going to school right now and I'm learning. So when I come home, I write it out. And then I'm able to write out and I'm able to think about it and say, okay, oh, this is good shit. This will help me later on. And then it becomes what it is now.
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things, all right? And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man.
You're gonna get criticized no matter what you do. If you go hard, people are gonna criticize you. If you stay lazy piece of shit, people are gonna criticize you. So you gotta realize that it's up to you to decide what it is you truly want. And it's up to you to accept what pain you are willing to accept. Because if you struggle and you flounder and you refuse to take responsibility for yourself and become that version that you know you're supposed to become, you will be miserable. 100%. You will have every single regret a human being could ever fucking have in their entire lives. And the flip side is this. You could put in the work. You could put in the time. You could say, I am not going to settle. I am going to become exactly who I'm meant to become, because I know that it's not just going to serve me. It's going to serve my family. It's going to serve my community. It's going to serve my city, my state, and my country. And it's going to create an immeasurable ripple effect of people who know that they can do it too. And guess what? That's going to be hard. But at the end of the day, even if you come up short, even if you don't become exactly what it is you want to become, you will have created so much good in this world that you will not have regrets when you die.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
The human brain evolved under immense amounts of pressure, okay? That's how the brain works. And I almost like to think of it in terms of barometric pressure. So in your brain, when you're feeling that barometric pressure, it's like, I gotta get this done or I'm gonna fail and this project won't happen and people will laugh at me. You work like a fiend. Energy, your whole body responds, right? Your blood gets moving. You accomplish things that would normally take you months. You do it in days because you feel that pressure. You take away that pressure and you don't know what to do. And I've got like 3 years, I could do this or that. Another, you just wander around, you're lost. You have no energy, you have no focus. You know, you're maybe playing video games, maybe you're watching porn. You're kind of distracting yourself in the moment, but it's but your energy is just being dissipated in like 20 different directions. So your brain needs pressure. It needs constant pressure, and stress and pressure is not a bad thing. We have this thing where we feel like stress is bad. It's bad for you. Bad. You know, you need to relax, man. You need to chill. Stress will kill you. No, being bored will kill you. Not having anything to do will kill you is much more dangerous than stress. I'd rather die under the stress than be bored and have nothing to do. Okay? So feeling that pressure, It makes your eyes pop open. It makes your brain focus. It makes you alert. It makes you want to live. It makes everything seem exciting to you because you've got to get things done.
I've never regretted working harder, ever. Not once. And some people are like, on your deathbed, you're gonna, like, no, because I lived every moment of my day doing what I wanted to do.
Don't follow what most people do because you don't want the results that most people get. The average person is obese, likely to be divorced, and has less than 1K in the bank. It feels safe to do what everyone else is doing, but it's actually a terrible decision.
It's like the best way to guarantee to not have the life that you want is to do what everyone else is doing.
If you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime. It just takes work, shitloads and shitloads of work. Every time I try and dress it up or cut a corner, I get brutally reminded the work just needs doing. The work doesn't care who you are. It just cares that it gets done.
Most people's definition of work is a negative one, which is why they abhor it, which is also why they misunderstand so many people who, quote, I'll say quote here, are successful or ahead of them or whatever, is that both people, one person says the word work and the other person hears the word pain. And so the first step to like becoming more successful is understanding the language that the people who are successful are using. They're actually defining the word differently. And so whatever that thing is that you actually enjoy doing, where you lose track of time when you're in it, even if it's challenging, but usually it is challenging, right? Like it's not easy because then it's boring. The people who are, quote, addicted to work make it easy to be addicted to work because they do things worth doing. And I think a lot of it is coming down to making sure that you take the few precious seconds that we have to do the few things that are worth doing for the rest of your life.
Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? So it's perform without purpose. You have to learn how to get up and do shit when you ain't got no fucking 5K, no 10K, nothing. Nothing exists. Your life fucking sucks. You're in the fucking dungeon. But guess what, motherfucker? I'm still going to get it, because when that time comes, because the time is going to come when that purpose is there, you'll be ready.